Aztag, this is Eric Tading on Barbara Wallace, Wallace, Wallace Barbara, Barbara. Date of birth is 12/6/1956. Date of visit is 12/19/23. Please make a copy for Tina Gaskin, APRN. Tina is T-I-N-A, Gaskin. G-A-S-K-I-N, APRN. Next paragraph, dear Tina, thank you for sending Barbara Wallace for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, hospital internalist. This is a 67-year-old female with a history of COPD. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity. And has been a smoker for over 30 years. The patient is trying to quit smoking. And she was sent for a chest CT on 10/31/23, which showed a 2 millimeter non-calcified nodule in the right lower lobe and a small 4 millimeter ground glass. And few small 3 to 4 millimeter ground glass nodules in the upper lobes bilaterally. Period. The patient has an occasional cough. She's short of breath most of the days. And she also complains of joint pains. She has no, she does not bring up much sputum. But the sputum is dark early in the morning, period. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient. Past history includes history of hypertension and history of mild diabetes and history for COPD. No significant surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, patient smoked one pack per day for over 35 years. Does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother also had heart and kidney disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient had no weight loss and denies fatigue or fever. She has no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and a cough. She has urinary frequency and no flank pains or back pain. She has no abdominal pains, denies heartburn, diarrhea, or constipation. She has some arm pain, jaw pain, and chest pains, and no palpitations or leg swelling. She denies anxiety or depression. She has some muscle stiffness and joint pains. And denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next, med list. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, celestazole 100 milligrams daily, glipizide 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 132/70, pulse 66, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 150, saturation 97. Each unit norms phallic people's reactive and equal. Thank you, Maya's name, because the matter is totally clear. Next up, number is thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered visas throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma, no nest, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor left, its cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, mild diabetes. And number 6 is anxiety. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She was also advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution 3 times a day, and also continue with the the albuterol inhaler as needed. She will start on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID times 7 days and prednisone 5 milligram dose pack times 1 for exacerbation of COPD. And the patient will come in for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy. Oh, can you also mention the patient will be sent for a complete PFT and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 1 month. Thank you for this conversation. Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Tina Gaskin, APRN. Thank you.